It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's not
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. I am your host, Cole Bear. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is a Thursday edition of Cole and Company. And it is September 29, 2022. Quickly be turning the page to October. And that means that November follows. And that means that college basketball is not far away. And I say that because we're going to talk a little college basketball today on the show. Really pumped up about the guest. I'll give you details in just a moment. But last week, we began talking 2022-23 college basketball for the first time as ESPN college basketball television analyst Kevin Lehman joined the show from the Missouri Valley Conference's Media Day down in St. Louis. And that's how we got it going. That's how we got it started, right? Just a little appetizer for you, and certainly we'll follow up when the Big Ten and the Big 12 does the same, probably with Coach Lehman or any of our great Iowa or Iowa State beat reporters that regularly come on the show. But we're making no apologies, as we never do on this program, for being the first to talk, whether it be college football or college basketball. So just a little note there as we begin today's show. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app or on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure that you like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find it. And hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And check out that website, not only for the stream, but that's where you get the podcast of this show. So if you want to listen to any previous interviews on demand, you can do so. And yesterday's show was a real fun one as Dyke New Hartford high school football coach Don Betts and Appleton Parkersburg high school football coach Alex Pollock both joined the show to preview what I think is arguably the biggest high school football game on paper in the state this week. Week 6 of the high school football season, technically kicking off tonight, and I'll get you some details there on that in just a moment, but you've got the 6th-ranked Appleton Parkersburg Falcons of Class 1A playing host on homecoming to their rival, 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford. So, like I said, on paper, that sure seems like the biggest game of Week 6 of the high school football season. So if you want to get the 411 on the matchup, you can check out that podcast or many other podcasts of this show. Also, the Coach's Huddle podcast as well. It was a two-hour extravaganza of high school football talk last night here on The Fan, as, of course, the Week 6 edition of the Coach's Huddle with the 4 Metro high school football coaches took place from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. And if you missed that show, whether it be last night or any night of the season, you can check out the Coach's Huddle podcast. It's available at 1650thefan.com. However, as I mentioned today on the show, we're taking a little detour from high school football, and at least a little bit, because we will talk some high school football today on the show. But I'll just go ahead and say it. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson is scheduled to join today's show coming up at about 5:35. Coach Jake will join us, and there is a first of its kind. I don't know if it's first of its kind, but first annual. I don't know. Maybe they'll just do it once. I don't know, but it's called Main Street Madness, and it's getting underway here in less than a half hour. Downtown Cedar Falls at the Park Place Plaza. That's right over there at the corner of, what is that, like State and Second in downtown Cedar Falls, where a lot of that new development area is over there, breweries over there, so on and so forth. And there's, to my understanding, there's going to be some kind of temporary basketball court put down over there in the corner, and it's going to be all roped off where you don't have to worry about traffic. Everybody will be able to walk around. It'll be like turned into a ped mall. So, albeit I'm here in the Shirley Street studio, so maybe somebody could email or call with a little bit of detail if you're down there right now or planning to go. But Coach Jacobson will certainly be able to fill us in the third segment today when he joins. I think players on this temporary basketball court is supposed to begin around 6 o'clock. So I'm going to swing by there once I'm done and check it out. But Coach Jake will join us. It this week also marked the beginning of practices for his UNI men's basketball team. So got this interesting, neat new event going on, Main Street Madness. And I should mention, it is UNI men's and women's basketball teams that will be there tonight. So if you've got a youngster that's a big fan of a UNI men's or women's basketball player, the weather's beautiful, so it'd be a great night to get him out and check out this event, Main Street Madness. And we'll talk with Coach Jake not only about that, but, of course, getting his team whipped into shape here as the college basketball season is just around the corner. After we're done talking with Coach Jake, of course, we take the final timeout and get you an NFL Network update. We'll actually, in lieu of that, get you a preview of tonight's Thursday night football game that you'll hear right here on The Fan. The Cincinnati Bengals playing host to the Miami Dolphins. And I saw this not too long ago as I was preparing for the show that Mike McDaniel, who I can't lie, ever since this dude started to pop up late in his tenure with the 49ers as some sort of nerdy but cool genius type, I've kept tabs on the guy. He got the job in Miami, and they've been off to an excellent start. He seems to be getting the most out of Tua Tagovailoa, who has just been a lightning rod for conversation and speculation and analysis ever since entering the NFL. And this dude, apparently, I don't know if it was him. I'm guessing it's not him, but a team official noticed there was somebody in Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati as they were going through a walkthrough. I want to say that they went up a little early for this game because of the hurricane. And so they do a walkthrough in Cincinnati Stadium and noticed that somebody was recording their practice. And coaches being coaches, they're all paranoid. It could have just been somebody recording something on their phone. Who knows? Or it could have been some legit stuff, you know? Can't rule it out. That scumbag Bill Belichick, big cheater, people forget that, had his team, had his organization do such a thing. So it's not out of the question. Hopefully there's an investigation by the NFL that, you know, can find out whether or not there was actual real design foul play here. But Mike McDaniel, being the nerdy swag genius that he is, had his team running plays with 12 players while this person was allegedly recording their practice. So Mike McDaniel's legend only continues to grow, and we'll see if it does tonight in the win column as the Dolphins are on the road to take on the Bengals. 6:30 pregame coverage and around 7:15 with kickoff tonight of Thursday Night Football here on The Fan. If you were tuned in earlier this afternoon, you heard the Chicago Cubs complete not only a series sweep, but a season sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies, 2-0. The Cubs got the win, and it was nice to see Seiya Suzuki back in the lineup today. He had a pair of hits. Some pretty good vibes going on with my Cubs right now. And what would typically be a pretty, you know, pretty lame part of the season, and it kind of still is, you know, just being completely honest. But there's been some exciting stuff, some good developments here down the stretch. So Cubs baseball will wrap up on Sunday with a 3:10 first pitch. Cubs-Reds is the final series of the season, and that'll begin tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on The Fan with a 1:20 first pitch, 12:45 pregame. So coming up in the next segment of today's show, certainly last but not least here as far as the teases are concerned, Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls High School football play-by-play voice over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, going to join us and give us his latest analysis of Tiger football ahead of tomorrow night's big 5A battle against fourth-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the Unidome. So that's the agenda today, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Area sports news and scores today in Metro Boys Golf. Cedar Falls is competing at a triangular with Waterloo West and Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Irv Warren. And in girls swimming and diving, Waterloo United is at Dubuque Hempstead. Meanwhile, tonight, a Thursday night football game that involves an area-ranked school. An eight-player, sixth-ranked Gladbrook Rhinebeck takes on Northwood Kenseth in a non-district game at Walston Hoover Stadium at Wartburg College. The Rebels own a perfect 5-0 record, while Northwood Kenseth is 2-3. That game kicks off at 7. Meanwhile, tomorrow in high school football games that involve area-ranked schools, in Class 4A, third-ranked Waverly Shellrock travels to Marion. In a 3A top 10 matchup, number 9 Independence is at number 10 Hampton Dumont Cal. And in Class 1A, 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford, as I mentioned before, takes on 6th-ranked Applington Parkersburg. It's the Falcons' homecoming. In Class A, number 3 Grundy Center plays at Nashua Plainfield. And an 8-player, 3rd-ranked Don Bosco travels to GMG. The Waterloo Blackhawks are getting ready for their only game this weekend. The Hawks skate at Des Moines Saturday night. Saturday's game will be the first of 8 meetings between the two teams during the regular season. Waterloo is coming off a split in their 2 games at the USHL Fall Classic last weekend. You can hear all the coverage of Saturday's Blackhawks game right here on The Fan, pregame at 5:45, opening faceoff at 6:05. The UNI football team begins a 4-game homestand this Saturday when it hosts Indiana State. The Panthers have dominated the series against the Sycamores, owning a 29-5 advantage. Panthers looking to build off that big 52-17 win at Western Illinois last week. Kickoff at the Unidome Saturday is at 4. Speaking of UNI football, former All-American defensive tackle Jared Brinkman has signed with the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League. Brinkman had a strong career as a D lineman for UNI, playing in 55 games, tallying 39.5 tackles for loss, 18.5 sacks. He was twice named Missouri Valley Football Conference Defensive Player of the Year and attended rookie minicamp with the New York Jets this spring after playing for the Panthers from 2017 through 2021. The 21st-ranked Wartburg football team is preparing for an important American Rivers Conference game against Loras on Saturday. The Knights and the Dewhawks, along with Coe, are the only teams still unbeaten in conference play. Wartburg's defense is going to be tested against a high-scoring Loras team. The Knights have shut out their last 3 opponents, so something's got to give. Kickoff in Waverly this Saturday is at 1 o'clock. Tonight in women's college soccer, UNI is on the road at Evansville. That match begins at 6. And Iowa State plays at Oklahoma, and Iowa travels to Illinois. Both the Cyclones and Hawkeyes begin their matches at 7. And in case you missed it last night, I don't know how you could. It's been everywhere. Aaron Judge belted his 61st home run of the season last night, helping the New York Yankees beat Toronto 8-3. That 61st home run ties the American League single-season home run record set by former Yankee Roger Maris in 1961. The Yankees have 7 games remaining in their regular season for Judge to break the record. I think he will, and I think it's a good thing. I think it's good that a seemingly clean player is right there in the mix for the home run record. I think that's good for baseball. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we'll talk some high school football, just as we did yesterday, but today we're coming back inside the Metro. Cedar Falls Tiger play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan joins us next. Preview that big 5A battle tomorrow night, fourth-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy coming to the Unidome. We break it down next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, week four of the season begins with only two unbeaten teams remaining, and one is in action tonight to kick off the week as the Dolphins beat the Bengals in Cincinnati. Miami held off Buffalo on Sunday for their third straight win. Joe Burrow has taken note of the Dolphins' two fourth-quarter comebacks thus far and said they can't rest easy until it's all over.
I mean, they came back on Baltimore in the fourth quarter. They got a really explosive offense, and so we know that they can come back at any point just because of the guys that they have. And so how that changes us, you know, if we get out on top, you can't let off the gas because they can hit a big play at any moment.
Cincinnati is coming off its first win. Tua Tagovailoa questionable with back and ankle injuries. This Sunday's game between the Chiefs and Buccaneers will be played in Tampa as scheduled. Christian McCaffrey missing another day of Panthers practice due to an injured quad. The Cubs beat the Phillies, who have now lost 10 of 13. And it was a 2-0 game today as the Phillies now tied with Milwaukee for that final wild card spot in the National League. The Brewers will take on the Marlins tonight. Elsewhere, it was Detroit over Kansas City 10-3. The White Sox down Minnesota 4-3. And Boston a 5-3 winner over Baltimore. I'm Rich Jacob.
He always has a rant. He always has a take. He's Jim Rome, and he's only on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, open 1650 The Fan.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
Ian Eagle here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Coming up from Cincinnati, Joe Burrow and the Bengals take on the perfect 3-0 Dolphins. Last week, Tua Tagovailoa in Miami picked up a big win over the Bills, while the Bengals claimed their first victory of the year at the Jets. Join Hall of Famer Tony Boselli and me for all the action on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cubs and Phillies again tonight. Chicago a +148 home money line underdog. Philadelphia at -180. The White Sox -120 at the Twins at +100. College football, Iowa 3-1 and looking to go 2-0 in the Big Ten. A 10.5 point underdog at home Saturday morning and afternoon against fourth ranked Michigan. In the Big 12, Iowa State looking for their first conference win. They're a 3.5 point favorite at undefeated Kansas. Tomorrow, NFL Thursday night, the Bengals hosting the Dolphins. Cincinnati a 4-point home favorite. The Bears at the Giants on Sunday. Chicago a 3.5-point road underdog, the over-under at 39. Red-hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 43. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 70. Lows dip down to about 46 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temps near average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 70s. Once again, 43 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 67.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson scheduled to join us in about 15 minutes' time. Before we talk some hoop with Coach Jake, we got to talk some high school football and Dave Finnegan the excellent play-by-play voice of Cedar Falls Tigers football on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, joins us now on the show. He'll have the call tomorrow night of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, ranked fourth in Class 5A, invading the Unidome. So a lot to talk about as it relates to the matchup and just where we see these Tigers right now as they are 3-2 through 5 weeks of the high school football season. Dave, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
Beautiful day, Cole. I'm doing great. Can't complain.
You better be doing great. Pujols hit 700 and your Cardinals clinched, man.
Hey, we only clinched because the Cubs haven't moved to the NL East yet.
Hey, the Cubs are playing spoiler. I think we might be able to keep the Brewers out of the playoffs for you. You're welcome.
If there's anything that Cubs and Cardinals fans can unite behind, that would be it.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk some football. Tigers get a 35-0 dub against Muscatine last week. Dave, just looking back on that game, what sticks out most?
I thought the performance in all three phases of the game was the best that the Tigers have put forth this season. I know looking back on a couple of those early games, Johnston, of course, was a shutout, 14-0. Waterloo West was a shutout, 57-0. But I didn't think that those were necessarily as good as the Tigers could play. And I'm not even saying that last week's game was as good as they can play, but it's as good as I've seen them play. Drake Galehouse really has seemed to have his legs under him, 140 yards rushing. Tate Hermanson, again, efficient with the football. He's only turned it over once in five games so far this season, so that's really a positive. And I think the one real breakthrough on the offensive side of the football was Derek Woods. He had two touchdowns on his first two touches of the game on a wildcat run and then on a pass. So nice to see him getting involved in the offense. Nice to see that the pass game can be a weapon, and it's certainly going to have to be tomorrow night.
You know, in our conversations off the air about this Tiger football team, you've spoken about how seems like, you know, life's a little bit more difficult for this Tiger offense than it has been for the defense so far. But it sure seems like, Dave, that Coach Rimmert and his staff, like they always do, that they're finding ways through scheme, through play design, to create some splash plays for this offense, are they not?
I think so. I think it goes twofold there. I think that's good coaching, good preparation, good scout work by Coach Rimmert and the coaching staff. I know that that's a staff that's been together for quite a while for the most part. I've got to make sure to mention Regis Baskerville has been a great addition to that coaching staff this year as well, helping out, particularly on the defensive side of the football. And, I mean, it shows in that. Three shutouts in five games, that's nothing to sneeze at for sure. But on the offensive side of the ball, which was what we were discussing, you know, they continue to evolve. And I think that they have several plays, just as any team does, where they can go to that and rely on that, and that's really the, you know, if you need 3 yards on third and two, they can go to that play and rely on that. But I think that it continues to the depth of the playbook continues to, you know, get a couple more pages every week, and I think this week is really an opportunity for the Tigers to bust it open, to really, you know, try. They're going to have to try some misdirection things. They're going to have to try a flea flicker or a reverse pass or something like that to really keep Kennedy off balance. And when you're going up against a team that's a prohibitive favorite, you know, that's really going to have to be one of the things that you need to have go well in order to get a win.
Whether it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy or anybody else the Tigers are going to face the rest of this season, Dave, what would you identify as maybe, like, if you could point to two things and say, if the Tigers can either, you know, clean this up or add this to what they're doing offensively, they're going to be in a much, much better place. And would you include, you know, the depth you mentioned in that playbook growing as maybe one of those two things?
I think you'd have to say that. I think that I think you don't want to show all the cards that you have in your hand until it's absolutely necessary to do so. Mm-hmm. And I think that this week, given the quality of the opponent and the setting, you know, the Tigers, you know, at 3-2, certainly they're in the playoff hunt, and I'm not saying that a loss would put them out of the playoff hunt, but, you know, certainly a quality performance against a good team and potentially even a victory. you know, would be a huge way to getting yourself in that top 16 in the RPI. Of course, that, you know, official ranking breaks early next week. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. And I think, you know, from another standpoint, I think one of the things that I'd like to see them maybe try a little bit more is maybe a little bit more of the intermediate passing game. They've really done well on some of the 5 and 6 yard routes, the shorter routes, and they've also stretched it out and gone vertically a few times. And they've got a couple home run hitters. They've got Derek Woods. They've got Caden Smith. They've got Logan Rowe, all very capable receivers. But I'd really like to see them find some 15, 20-yard routes in there, some, you know, even some 10 or 12-yard routes, and really kind of stretch the middle of the field in that way and find, you know, ways to get some shorter plays. And maybe one of those breaks out long. Who knows?
Yeah, Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Dave, you touched on it earlier, what Regis Baskerville has meant, joining the staff or rejoining the staff and being a big factor on the defensive side of things. But, I mean, credit the players. 3 shutouts in 5 games. I'm sure there's plenty they would point to in the 2 losses that, you know, they're working on. But, I mean, just give us a little bit of a look into this Tiger defense and how it's been able to, you know, do something as impressive as 3 shutouts in 5 games.
I think that stopping the run is always the first thing in mind. If you look at if you just look from a strictly statistical standpoint at their wins versus their losses, you know, with the loss to Cedar Rapids Prairie, the Tigers gave up almost 350 yards on the ground in that game. Centennial next week, over 200 yards on the ground. And then last week against a Wing T team like Muscatine, the Tigers only allowed 120 yards rushing against who had come in as the leading rusher in Class 5A and Ty Kozad. And he had 102 yards in the game, but it was a really quiet 102 yards. So, I mean, I thought the Tigers really stopped the run. Well, they're always going to get a good pass rush. You've got Drew Campbell on one side. Ian Bonenkamp's really played good football on the other side. So you've got 2 defensive ends that can get in and make life difficult on a quarterback. And I mean, the back 7, the linebacking core and the secondary have really progressed nicely over the course of the season. I thought Caleb Wieland at the safety spot played really well last week. Drew Langner at linebacker has been good. He's had a couple of interceptions this season, including one that went back for a touchdown. So those are guys that can get you the ball back at any time, whether through, you know, getting a sack, getting the team off the field on a 3rd and long, or just going out and getting a turnover. And again, you know, talking about things that are going to make differences tomorrow night, you know, turnovers, winning the turnover battle, earning some extra possessions that way are going to be critical.
Few more minutes here with Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Dave on Twitter at dfinnegan81. Dave, is there anything that you've heard from Coach Rimmert lately that you know, bears bringing up on the show here?
I think there's a quiet confidence about Coach, and just I think he's starting to feel more comfortable with the group that he has. I know that there's some guys that have been banged up. You know, it was awfully difficult, you know, right before the season starts, and your number one tailback goes out and is essentially lost for the season and will be lost for the season. You know, shout out to Jacob Keeler. He had surgery here last week on a torn labrum. And, you know, a couple of other kids, Andrew Legg, Schulte, Kyron Terry, who on the defensive side of the football, they've been dinged up and have missed significant time. So I think that Coach and his staff have done a good job of adapting to the personnel that they have. There's a lot more younger kids that are getting more playing time than you probably would have wanted or expected at this time of the season. But I think, you know, I think that this is a group that he really starts to like. And I think it shows in what he says to me. It shows to me in what the guys do out there in practice. And, you know, I think he's the kind of coach now that doesn't worry about one mistake. I think kids go out there, that they make the mistakes, they learn from them, and it's very rarely that we see the same types of errors repeat themselves.
All right, let's wrap up the conversation with the big game tomorrow night. Fourth-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy invading the Unidome. You touched a little bit on how maybe being able to spring a trick play on a team like Kennedy could go a long ways in this one tomorrow night. But as you kind of take a step back and look at this one, what's going to be key to the Tigers looking up in the fourth quarter and going, all right, we got ourselves a game here?
I think the Tigers have to start well. Again, they really that was a key last week. First four drives ended in four touchdowns for the Tigers. And while it doesn't have to maybe necessarily be to that degree, they'd like to go out in the first quarter and get a touchdown or get 10 points. I think that field position is going to continue to be a critical key. One of the things that Coach Remmert does say, and this kind of floats back to your last question, is they've got a puncher, they've got a kicker that can really flip field position in Jake Holstein. So I think that, you know, if the Tigers are forced to try a 45-yard field goal, I think they're confident in that. I think if they need a, you know, 50, 55-yard punt, they can rely on that. And Jake can really get the job done. He punted twice last week and averaged 56 yards a kick. So I think those types of hidden yardage plays that coaches like to talk about are going to be key. And the Tigers just have to win the turnover battle. Like when you're playing a team that only has allowed 6 points a game over the course of the season, and the way Cedar Rapids Kennedy has, you're going to need to find ways to get as many possessions as you possibly can. So turnovers are going to be absolutely paramount to a win tomorrow night.
Dave, we'll be listening in on your call tomorrow night of Tiger football against Kennedy. Thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and have a great call tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Just a quick reminder for all the listeners out there, 7:15 with the pregame show, half-hour delay compared to what it normally will be.
7:15, around 7:15 with the pregame, and we're looking at kickoff probably what, Dave?
About a quarter to eight.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
You bet. You too. Thanks, Cole.
Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of the show. All right. Let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we go from talking football to basketball. Main Street Madness, what is it? It's a first annual in downtown Cedar Falls. You and I men's and women's basketball going to be down there tonight. They are the main attraction. You and I men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson will join us next. Tell us about Main Street Madness. His team also started practice this week, so we'll talk some Panther hoops as well. That's all next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Drake coach Todd Stepsa says the Bulldogs are frustrated but not discouraged as they get ready to visit Dayton. Drake rallied in the fourth quarter to take the lead last week, only to have Marist drive 80 yards for the game-winning touchdown in a 30-25 loss as they fell to 0-4 on the season.
These guys are excited to go back to work. They know how close that we are right now as far as, getting our first win, but then maybe building some momentum going into the league game, and you definitely saw it this week at practice.
Better red zone production is a must. The Bulldogs settled for 4 field goals in 7 trips to the red zone. Wartburg is 22nd latest Division III coaches top 25. The Knights are 4-0. Central is 2-1 and ranked 24th. Week 6 of the high school football season gets an early start tonight with a handful of games, including 8-player 6th-ranked Gladbrook Rhinebeck, which plays Northwood Kensett at Wartburg. This is Radio Iowa.
More controversy in Washington today.
The White House announced another Biden spending plan today.
Biden says he wants you to pay off someone else's student loans.
We all know Washington is broken. Endless spending, open borders, paying people not to work. Folks out there could learn a thing or two from Iowa. Because here, under the leadership of Governor Kim Reynolds, America still works.
Good news for seniors as Governor Reynolds eliminates taxes on retirement income.
Iowa becomes the first state in the nation to get kids back in the classroom.
The governor announced new protections for law enforcement today.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
Here we still have common sense. We kept business open and kids in school. We cut taxes and support our police. Because in Iowa, America still works.
Governor Kim Reynolds. Common sense leadership for Iowa.
I'm Kim Reynolds, and I approve this message, paid for by the Kim Reynolds for Iowa Committee.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enchi.
As temperatures drop at Waterloo schools, we continue to keep the sparks of excellence, inspiration, and innovation going. One opportunity available to all Waterloo schools 8th and 9th graders this fall is Career Inspire, a two-day event jam-packed with hands-on learning with dozens of Cedar Valley businesses, exclusively for our students and in partnership with Junior Achievement. The Waterloo Career Center and Life Labs are just three Waterloo schools initiatives that are leading the state and the region in public education. And we're doing it with support from our Cedar Valley businesses. So thank you. Together, we inspire students to take bold steps to achieve their dreams. We open doors to work experiences that empower students to discover where passion meets profession. Students go beyond doubt and fear. Be more than their wildest dreams. Be bold. With us, their future is now. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools. In either group or individual settings, you'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals, and ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits, plus all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day. With competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show rolling on, and a first ever Main Street Madness is underway right now in downtown Cedar Falls. It's at, I think it's at the corner of State and 2nd Street. There in downtown, the River Place Plaza, and because of that, because men's basketball practices began for college teams all over the country this week, reached out to UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, and he's kind enough to join us today on the show. Coach Jake, how you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good, Colt. Appreciate you having us on, man.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Great to be talking to you. Tell us a little bit about this Main Street Madness event. I know both your team and Tanya Warren's UNI women's basketball team both headed downtown in Cedar Falls. So what can you tell us about this event?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be great. You know, first time that we've done it, gives us an opportunity, right? Gives our guys and Tanya's gals the opportunity to get down and be with, I think more with the fans, you know, interacting with everybody that's down here tonight in a different, you know, very different setting than being in McLeod, right, when they're coming to support and they're in the stands and they're cheering us on. This gives us a chance to, you know, interact with them and you know, hopefully, you know, we've got a bunch of young people in the community, a bunch of kids down here that'll have the opportunity to talk with players on both our teams and then just have some, you know, have some fun for an hour or so tonight and really get the season kind of kicked off and going.
And people still got time to get down there because, if I'm not mistaken, we'll get some players on this temporary court at about 6:30.
Yes. Yep. They do some, I think, some introductions maybe around 6:15 and kind of get organized between 6:15 and 6:30 and then start some of the three-point contest. I think they'll have some fans coming out to maybe do some knockout and maybe some other, you know, skills type challenge stuff. We'll do that for about a half hour and then wrap it up, you know, shortly after that. But so they do, yeah, still plenty of time for people to come down.
It sounds like a real cool event. So if you haven't made any plans tonight, folks, go check it out. Main Street Madness at the River Place Plaza, downtown Cedar Falls. UNI men's and women's basketball going to be out there for you to meet with. And Coach Jake, practices began this week all across the country. So what's a team usually look like in late September?
Yeah, we had our third practice today, Cole, and we were off yesterday, so went Monday, Tuesday. Guys are off to a good start. You know, there's you know, things are so different now. With, you know, we've got 8 hours in the spring, we've got 8 hours in the summer, and the 8 hours is per week, spring, summer, and fall. So we're with our players so much more now. You know, by the time we get to practice, in some ways, you know, it feels like we're, you know, we're into another practice. Now the biggest difference is we jump from 8 hours up to 20 hours. So now we're into 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes a day, and we're doing that 5 days a week. And so there is a significant change in the amount of time we can be with the guys. But I tell you this, you know, our group is off to a good start. Yeah, it really worked. They come and they work, and the camaraderie, chemistry, that's been great, you know, since we got together in the summer. And so we're off to a good start.
You got some key returners on this team, Coach Jacobson. You also had some big losses with Trey Burhow, Ty Pickford, A.J. Green, Noah Carter transfers out. So what can you say about how different these early season practices might look, just given the composition of your team?
Yeah, you know, more time spent teaching some of the base stuff, Cole, would be the biggest change. You know, for Trey, for Taiwan, you know, AJ, you know, for Noah, for Antoine, you know, those guys had been around for, you know, 3, 4, even 5 years. So some of the drills, you know, some of the fundamental things that we're doing, especially early on when we jump to full practice, you know, those guys have been doing it long enough that you can jump right into it. You can go, and some of the younger guys can kind of just, you know, pick their spots a little bit and get up and running. A lot of it, you know, by following the example of those older guys. And, you know, we don't have as many of those guys right now. You know, you look at our roster, and Nate and Bowen have played a lot. Titan and Cole and James have played some. We're still waiting on Big Fife. Next week we go up to Rochester, back to Mayo, and he's got scheduled tests on Tuesday, and we meet with the doctor on Wednesday. And, you know, after that, we've got some redshirt freshmen, we've got some true freshmen. So we've just got more guys that haven't done some of the base stuff. So you spend a little more time with instruction, a little more time getting up and running. And we've talked about it with our guys. Like, we've got to be able to, you've got to be able to do the little things right before you can do the big things right. And so we spent quite a bit of time on that this summer and this fall and in our first three practices. That's the biggest difference, right? It's just you're spending more time with some of the base stuff. And there's, you know, I tell you, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fun in that, you know, from a coaching standpoint. I think our players, I think in a lot of ways have enjoyed that as well. You know, just spending time on the technical stuff and on the base stuff. So yeah, like I said, man, we're off to a good start. It'll be a few days before we, you know, do maybe what we would have been doing a year ago, you know, in practice three, right? It might be practice 7 or 8 before we get to some of that same stuff, and that's okay.
Okay. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole and Company. Coach, got to follow up on Austin Fife there. I know that, and I think so many people know that follow your program, or fans of your program know Austin's battle with long COVID last season, and then there was news earlier in the offseason that some of that scarring on his lungs as a result of long COVID had healed. Obviously, there's been a setback since. You know, with respect to Austin's privacy, what can you tell us, add to, like, where things stand and how optimistic you might be about him getting back into basketball shape?
Yeah, and you laid it out well, Cole. That brings us up to about the end of June, you know, the timeline that you laid out and what Austin went through with the long COVID in the season. Had a really good stretch in the spring. And then wasn't feeling great end of May, into June, and ended up going to the hospital with blood clots in his lungs. And that's something Austin and I have talked about. And we hadn't gone public with it because we had appointments in early September, and those got shuffled back. But Austin and I have talked, and he's wanting to be able to, to let people know, you know, what had happened back at the end of June. So blood clots in his lungs, had the surgery or procedure to get those removed. And since that time, he's gotten, you know, better every week to 10 days. He just, you know, has continued to feel better and get better. So his health right now is really good. He feels great. Best he's felt. I asked him, this was probably 10 days ago, Cole. I just said, hey, how you doing? He's like, Coach, man, I feel great. And
awesome.
And he said, you know, best he's felt in 15 months since he hit going back a year from June, right, when he got COVID the first time. That mm-hmm. that sent him into the long-haul COVID. So his health is really good, the most important thing. And mm-hmm. he does, man. He feels great. And now it's these appointments up in Rochester are to get a really good look at how he has healed from the blood clots. And it's been now, you know, going on, you know, July, August, September. So we're going to, you know, we're 3 months past. And, so they'll get a good look at him and see how his body has healed and take a good look at where he's at right now. And there's a chance, Cole, like, yeah, they can look at him and say, man, everything looks great. Mm-hmm. And you can get back to activity. They could say, hey, we've got to have to wait. Looks like you're doing great, but we're going to have to wait for a certain period of time. Or they could, you know, look at everything and say, hey, you're healthy and you're doing great, but you aren't going to be able to go back to activity. So that's what we'll find out next week. And really optimistic because he feels good.
Good.
He wants to get going. You know, he's anxious and excited to mm-hmm. to get great news and get back on the practice court with his teammates. Have a year where he's healthy, like he can't wait. But we'll find out more when we get up there next week.
That's great news, and I know that's putting a smile on a lot of people's faces that are listening right now. So all the best to Austin and everybody involved there. Coach Jake, just to kind of circle back on what you have on this team, on this roster this season, with the departures that I mentioned earlier, what kind of sense do you have about what the collective of this team will look like? Basically, like, what's going to be the things that this team is going to need to hang its hat on to play its best basketball?
Yeah, we're learning a lot about that right now, mm-hmm. Cole, and it's the right question, right? With a team that's got a bunch of new faces and doesn't have a ton of game experience. So we're learning a lot about that right now. I can tell you the things that we like so far, Bowen and Nate and Titan and Cole, the guys that have played some for us. Again, Bowen and Nate, as our fans know, you know, those two guys have been full-time guys. And they do have a bunch of games under their belt. But those four guys in particular, and James Betts, you know, James has been around, hasn't played quite as much as the other four, Cole, but those five guys have been terrific in terms of their leadership. Which of course includes their communication, their enthusiasm, just the way they approach things each and every day, and that's a great place to start. After that, you know what we're seeing from some of these young guys is going to be fun. You got Michael Duax and Chase Corbett and Landon Wolf, who redshirted last year, and true freshman Ege, our young guy from Turkey, and Trey yeah. Campbell from right here in town, and those guys are talented. You know, they're talented young guys, and they've got, you know, good size for their position, and they've got good length, and they move well, and you know, they each bring, you know, a little something to the table, and so it's a good mix of guys. But it's a group of guys that's going to, you know, they're going to be really good players, and so we're learning a lot about those guys. And but I, you know, what I like most is the leadership, the determination, you know, the commitment to doing things with great enthusiasm and attention to detail and competitive spirit. We're really getting that from Bowen, Nate, Cole, Titan, James, and those, you know, the seven or eight guys that haven't played a game yet, Cole. They're, you know, it's when you got five guys that are doing those things at a high level,
mm-hmm.
you know, easy for the younger guys to jump in and pick up on that. And so we've got a fun group, and you really look forward to going to practice, right? Because you're learning a lot about the guys, but they're going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I think I speak for everybody listening that we're looking forward to seeing how this UNI Panther basketball team comes together for you this season, Coach. I appreciate your time today so much on the show, and have a great time tonight down at Main Street Madness. Folks, get out there and check it out, downtown Cedar Falls, Park Place Plaza, Second Street or State Street and Second, there in downtown Cedar Falls. Coach Jake and Coach Warren's men's and women's basketball team is going to be down there. So, Coach, thanks so much. Great to catch up with you, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Yeah, do it. Get us back in another 10 days or so, Cole.
Sounds great, Coach. Take care. Have a great night.
Yep, thanks.
UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of the show. All right, let's take this time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
Ian Eagle here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Coming up from Cincinnati, Joe Burrow and the Bengals take on the perfect 3-0 Dolphins. Last week, Tua Tagovailoa in Miami picked up a big win over the Bills, while the Bengals claimed their first victory of the year at the Jets. Join Hall of Famer Tony Boselli and me for all the action on Thursday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up with the promo code WIN. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. So sign up today with promo code WIN for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 plus in select states. First online real money wager. Only refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. Arizona, 1-800-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Indiana, Kansas, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. New York, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Tennessee, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Wyoming, West Virginia, 1-800-522-4700 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Aaron Judge officially tied Roger Maris's American League home run record last night. At first glance, you would think Judge has benefited from baseball's new style. Players swinging for the fences, pitchers are throwing harder than ever before. But Judge's historical season has been more difficult and maybe more impressive than many people realize. There have been multiple reports this season that baseball has altered the baseballs to encourage hitters to put the ball in play, get more action during a game. That hasn't slowed down Judge. The outfielder has 19 more home runs than any other player in baseball, and the four-time All-Star is even on pace to secure the Triple Crown. Judge has seven more games to hit one more home run, and with the way teams have pitched to the outfielder, it's hard to say that the record breaker will come. But even if Judge fails to hit 62, you have to admire this season, because in a league with plenty of Hall of Fame caliber hitters, Aaron Judge has run laps around everybody else. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Energy is something we have less of as we get older, and that's why I take M-Drive supplements for driven guys with clinically tested ingredients for healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And now you can try M-Drive for only $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Claim your offer. M-Drive. Text Dan 55,000. Get your first order. $5. Accomplish more with M-Drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play voice Dave Finnegan for joining today's show, as well as UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, who we heard from in the last segment. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly at the website and podcast form, 1650thefan.com. Check it out. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Thursday Night Football coming up in a little over a half hour's time. The Miami Dolphins are in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. 6:30 pregame, 7:15 kickoff. I like the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins, man. I'm all in on the Fins right now. Have a great night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.